Hello, my name is Madeline, and I'm 15 years old. Today is January 4th, right? January 4th, 2021. And I'm speaking with my mom, Tracy, and we live in St. Louis, Missouri. So the first question I have to ask you are, what are some of the most important lessons that you've learned in this life? Like, if you could pick a few of the most important ones.
Don't make me cry.
Stop, Mom. No, I'm not trying to make you cry.
Always try to do the right thing.
No, and also do a good job the first time.
Always do a good job the first time because you're going to do it over again if it's not a good job.
Yeah, it takes longer to do. It
takes twice as long because you're going to do it again.
It takes longer to do a bad job than to do a good job.
That's right.
That's what you taught me.
Absolutely.
Okay, like onto your family stuff. So, where is your mom's family from, and your dad's, and your grandparents, and what do you know about them?
I don't know nothing about anybody.
Well, like, I don't know, like ethnicity wise.
Or ethnicity.
Yeah, like, aren't Papa Paul's?
We're all white, Caucasian.
Well, but yeah,
like,
but
what is the nationality is, Papa Paul was German and Czechoslovakian, and yeah. Grandma from Florida is Irish-ish. Yeah, Irish.
Irish, yeah. Pretty much. Well, like, what do you know? Do you know anything about your grandparents? Like, are they the ones from there?
Nope. No. The great-grandparents. My great-grandparents are from...
So they were...
from... My dad's side was from Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
And I don't know about my mom's side.
So they were, like... Your grandparents were first generation?
Yes, born here.
Okay. So... For future generations, even though, you know, I won't be having kids, this is for Avery and Paige's, maybe, possibly. Is there any wisdom that you'd like to pass on, or what would you want them to know?
About what? Anything?
Yeah, like life lessons, the pursuit of happiness, anything.
Make sure you take care of your dogs.
Yeah, take care of your dog. Yeah, honestly, I agree, that part. So, can you tell me where you grew up and what it was like there? Because I know you grew up in a few places. And you were kind of moving around. I guess that's how we were, too.
We moved a lot more than...
Than we did?
Yeah. No, me and the kids moved a lot more than me and my mom did. Me and my mom lived with my grandparents until I was, like, 5. When my grandpa said, oh, heck no, we've had enough of this. That kid is a brat. And I take a bow.
Like, what was the first place you remember living as a child?
Oh, Deborah Court.
where is that?
Across the street!
Oh, from here?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've kind of circled back.
Yeah.
Over time, like, so it was there, and then where after that?
Then we moved into an apartment by Rumas.
With you and your mom?
Me and my mom.
Okay.
Not a good mom.
Stop. Where was Papa Paul?
In Illinois with Grammy.
Oh, okay. How old were you?
5.
Maybe. When did you move back in with, like, Papa Paul and stuff?
When I was in 8th grade. Because my mom had to move to Florida with her husband.
Oh. You never do that.
No.
No, ma'am.
No.
Well, also, I can say, what's your, like, favorite part of being a nurse?
I got to bring you guys places.
See, I knew that would connect, Mom.
Yeah, it was very cool to be able to bring you guys to wherever I worked.
I remember, like, going with you.
Camp?
Yeah. Summerlin, and also, where was that business job that I was just talking about? We would, like,
get... Biomedical systems.
Yeah, you would, like, give us chocolates from the top of, like, the ceiling, and we'd sleep. And I remember one time, like, throwing up. That was weird. But, so you'd say your favorite part was taking us places, being able to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What advice would you give your teenage self? Don't have kids.
Do not have children young because they severely limit your opportunities.
Yeah. Which I don't think you need to tell us that.
No, I don't think that I've ingrained that into your guys' heads.
Yeah. And I think also, like, when you had kids, it was a different time. Like, it was still, like, this idea, like... You would have kids young and stuff like that.
This makes me emotional to talk about. That's kind of creepy.
It's okay. We can cry. All right. What was one of the worst things you did as a kid?
I didn't do any... Like, when I was a teenager or a kid?
Either one, I mean.
Well, I didn't do it, but I remember my mom and stepdad had gone out, and I had friends over, and they were a little bit older, and they stole alcohol, and I didn't know it, and I got in trouble.
Oh, my gosh. See, that would never happen with us.
Yeah, and I guess the worst thing that I ever did as a teenager, I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay. You can be honest.
I don't think I did anything really bad. I think smoking pot. The one time that I smoked pot. The one time that I smoked pot.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Was a terrible, horrible, awful experience.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You told us about that a lot.
Yeah. And I got it from a boyfriend, and I didn't tell my boyfriend where I got it. And it freaked me out because I thought he was trying to poison me or something.
That's crazy. Do you have any, like, favorite stories from, like, childhood or teenage years?
I don't have any stories, but I love to go with my friends to the moat in Collinsville. Because I had friends that lived up there.
What's the moat?
It was this big old house from Buster Wertman, and he was a gangster.
What?
He was a gangster.
You've never in the told 20s. Us.
And then they he died off, but they had it looked like an old schoolhouse, and it was way up in the back roads and. My friend Carrie lived there, the one with the horses.
Oh, yeah.
And his brother owned it. But Papa Paul would have, I remember Papa Paul looked at it to buy it, but it was in disrepair. It was pretty bad. I can remember that. But it was a neat old house. It was, like, modern for the times.
So you just go there and...
We would go there and we would swim. We would swim in the moat. It was so disgusting.
Was it like green?
Yes, it was green. And I remember I had a lace bikini, and it was white, and it came out, and it was yellow green. It was disgusting.
Ew, was really that's so weird. Yeah. Okay, well, what's like another thing you've never told us about your teenage years?
I'm sure I told you about that.
No, you've never told us about that.
I don't know what. I used to be the designated driver.
Yeah,
because I didn't drink maybe I drank a little bit. But I didn't drink when I was going anywhere, because I was afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember learning how to drive a stick shift, because everybody was always intoxicated. And I was the only one that wasn't, so I would drop them all off, and I'd have somebody else's car. sitting in our driveway.
What? What?
Because I'd be like, okay, I got somebody's car now. I don't know whose it is, but...
You'd drive them home?
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the reason, like, you don't want us driving? Or, like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, what is the root of you not wanting us to drive when we're...
The root?
Before we're 17 or 18.
I just don't think you have enough manual dexterity and enough...
Okay.
...forethought to put it all together, because driving is really... I mean, it's a loaded gun.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't have that much appeal for it, but...
I think I didn't either, because I was already driving before I was 16, so...
Yeah, and if I want to live in a big city, you know...
You don't need a car. You just need Uber or bus.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that was the end of the interview.
All right.
That was all you had to say. That's pretty good. Yay!